Senator, how are you?
I'm just fine this morning.
Well, I got an email yesterday that there's going to be a video that is going to ask them some questions. Talk about that video.
Well, you know, we have traveled all across the state over the last month or so to talk to people, to hear what people think about Governor Snyder's plan, you know, and to educate, give people the facts. It's not hyperbolic. It's not partisan. It's about giving people the facts about what Governor Snyder's budget is really going to mean to our seniors and our kids and our working families in the state of Michigan. And so we've done all these town halls, and there have been, you know, messages coming back to us, you know, that people understand that Michigan is facing tough times. And yes, people are willing to make a shared sacrifice, but not if it's going to pay for a $2 billion tax break for business. People say, okay, don't tax my pension if it's just going to go for a tax break. Don't cut my schools if it's going to go for a tax break for business. That has no, you know, link to jobs or to investment in the state. You know, it's just a giveaway. And so at this point, people feel frustrated that the governors can't hear them, that the Republican legislature is not listening to them. And so we put a video together that has snippets of people from across the state saying what they care about and what's important to them. And the point is anyone in Lansing listening?
Well, apparently not, at least from your perspective. The State House passed a budget bill, and there are a lot of folks who are upset about this, but the Democrats and one Republican voted against it. What's your stance on what you've seen with this bill?
Well, I think that what this bill represents is a choice. A budget is not just a document that is a balance sheet. It's a statement of your values. And the budget that the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans have reported out relies on taxing pensions, slashing schools, taking hundreds of millions of dollars. The governor proposed $900 million out of the school aid fund to pay for a $2 billion tax break for business. So what their budget says is that our kids' education, our pensioners' livelihoods, the earned income tax credit can all be sacrificed in order to pay for a $2 billion business tax break. And I think it sets the wrong priorities for Michigan in the short term and definitely in the long term. If you want to invest in something that is going to turn the state around, the education of our kids is the most important investment you can make.
Senator, do you believe that the business owners are and managers are taking enough hit as far as helping ease this budget deficit, or do you think it's been, as I've heard from many different sources, put on the backs of the poor and the middle class?
Well, you know, let's start with small business. You know, I think we all acknowledge and understand that small business is really the where we're going to turn our economy around, and we want small businesses to thrive and to grow in the state of Michigan. So we should be making our tax code simpler for businesses in the state of Michigan. But no business group has even come close to saying that they should have a $2 billion tax break that the governor's proposed. So we can do something on behalf of our small businesses to make our tax code more simple and more fair. But to do this enormous giveaway where 70% of the businesses in our state won't pay taxes is overreaching when you're talking about sacrificing kids and pensioners to do it.
Would it be better? Would we be better served if maybe it was 40 or 50% and that money be put back into education?
I think that there are a lot of ways to do it, you know, unfortunately, what's happened in Lansing over the last 10 years is we've changed our business tax, you know, every other year, and that's just the worst thing for business. They need to have, something that they can predict, something that is stable in terms of what their tax liability is, and to make it easy to understand. That's the most important thing that businesses have told us as legislators that they need from us in terms of our tax policy. We can do that and not sacrifice our schools at the same time.
All right, finally, Senator, a lot of us are worried about Lansing. The millage went down to defeat. There's a huge budget deficit. Jobs are going to be lost. Services are going to be lost. Schools are closing. And we've got a serious issue with foreclosures on homes. What's going on with Lansing?
Well, I think that this is what happens when you know, we divest from the quality of life and public safety, and there are pressures going to be in Lansing, and the pressures that you're seeing in Benton Harbor, across the state, Detroit has, you know, makes Lansing look like no problem at all. So our municipalities, our local governments are really going to be stressed, and it all stems from what's happening at the Capitol.
Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.